Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. I'm recording this on the 14th of July 2023, and the Queensland government have announced another review into the rent increase laws that commenced July 1, where the rent frequency increase could not be more than once in a 12-month period for the same tenant or tenants. Now, you may recall also, and I think it's really important to note, and particularly property managers, when you're talking to your investors who are going to be probably some of them particularly frustrated as you might be at times too. But look, it's almost unprecedented. I don't think it's ever really happened before, but regardless, I won't look too far back. We've got to move forward and work with this. But on the 18th of April, the Deputy Premier of Queensland, Dr. Stephen Miles, snuck through an amendment through another bill to the RTRA Act for these rent increase frequency 12-month same tenant laws. Now, in the last day or so, the Housing Minister, Ms. Scanlon, has come out and said the government have announced another review into this because they're saying that there's evidence of lessors finding loopholes and giving tenants 6 months and tenancy only, and then moving them on and then getting a new tenant at a higher rent because the rent increase frequency applies to existing tenants. Now, I find this incredulous, and I'm obviously not foolish and rose-coloured glasses. I'm sure there's a number of small minority cases which are a number too many, but it's certainly not. And I would know, and I would certainly be aware of it. But frustratingly, now on my website, realestateexcellence.com.au, and plus I emailed our free industry mailing list yesterday, the 13th of July, plus everywhere on my socials about this in the last 24 hours. But on my website, again, realestateexcellence.com.au, under industry update, the free update tab, or the RTRA at review tab, you'll see I've got all the information you need to know because this time the government is consulting. Now, I remember way back when in April, when it was rushed through Parliament in a most unusual way without consultation, and it began 1 July, some 14 days ago. Now, they're reviewing it and ask for anyone, your lessors, you, me, please have your say. There's a survey or written submission, and there's a small 6-page discussion paper, but gee, what's in it is really important to read. And again, you can find that on my website, or the RTA website, by the way. You don't have to go to mine. This is really important for our industry. So, any troubles finding it, just email us and happily send that through. So, the government are now calling feedback, community feedback about whether rent increases should be attached to the property rather than the tenancy agreement, and have your say by 5 p.m. 11th of August. So they're now consulting, as I say, we've got a matter of weeks to have our say again. There's a survey again to complete, and or a submission that you or your lessor could write. Most importantly, I just really encourage, remember, this is your client's law. This is our property owner's law, not ours as such. We manage their law. So it's really important they know this. So just send them links and let them know about this. And again, my website, realestateexcellence.com.au, or you don't have to go to mine, go to the RTA website or your own preferred source for this information. So the current law, which we know was came into place July 1, is about the 12-month frequency rent cannot increase in a 12-month and it attached to a tenancy. Now, what the government are looking at, because of the alleged loophole and people taking advantage of it, and again, I dispute that there's many, but regrettably, of course, well, I shouldn't say regrettably because it's the law and it's a lessor's investment, but I won't go on that for now because the information, the most important thing I'm trying to get across to you is potential more changes coming to attach the 12-month increase. Restriction for a rent increase, not attach it to a tenancy, but attach it to a property. The current law still applies, but again, I really encourage you to have your say. Have a look at the discussion paper. It only take you a few moments to read, but it's really critical that you're across what's happening because I know you care as well. So just have a read. Make sure your lessors know. realestateexcellence.com.au and members of Real Estate Excellence will be sure, as always, to keep you up to date with anything and everything we can as it comes to hand as we do. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and thank you for joining me. Bye for now.